Well, now I'd like to call on a member of Alpha Gamma Rho whose voice is familiar to all our listeners, Howard Haft, the new safety director for the Iowa Farm Bureau, who present another nationally known AGR.
Thank you very much, Herb. It's fine to get acquainted with the microphone again and to help you on another one of your programs. The gentleman I'd like to present, I've known for a good many years in Alpha Gamma Rho circles, and now in my new position in the safety field, I'm looking forward to more close contact with him. He's Maynard Coe, director of the farm section of the National Safety Council. Maynard, you've been involved with Alpha Gamma Rho for a good many years. Let's have a few words about your work with Alpha Gamma Rho.
Well, Howard, I'm glad to acknowledge that I have, that Alpha Gamma Rho has been a part of me for many years, even though it might indicate my age. I was a charter member of Lambda Chapter way back in my undergraduate days in 1917 at the University of Minnesota. And I've had the happy situation of being closely associated with one other chapter, Alpha Zeta Chapter at Kansas State. And not only that, but my work gives me a grand opportunity to make some wonderful contacts with these boys all over the country.
I'd just like to say, Maynard, that you were state 4-H leader down in Kansas during all of those years. And now you have moved to the position with the National Safety Council. I'd like to ask you a question. As a newcomer in this field of safety, do you have any words of advice for me?
No, Howard, I would like to commend you and welcome you into the field of safety. I think you're showing good judgment, and I know that you're going to become an important person in this great new profession, and it is a relatively new profession, the profession of safety, and particularly farm safety. When you stop to think that more accidents in agriculture than in any other occupation, you can realize you have a great opportunity. You can make a name for yourself, Howard.
And I believe we have a national safety meeting coming up very shortly.
That's right. You and the other leaders of agriculture and leaders of safety generally are meeting in Chicago next week, 12,000 strong, to consider new plans and devise new programs and better campaigns to reduce accidents.
We have about half a minute left. I think it'd be very appropriate if you would say a word about National Fire Prevention Week. That starts tomorrow.
Very glad to, Howard. National Fire Prevention Week is simply another one of the publicity efforts to acquaint people with the seriousness of our accident situation. On farms, for example, 3,500 farm people lose their lives through fires every year. Certainly, it's worth our effort to try to reduce that number. Over $100 million worth of farm property is lost every year because of unnecessary fires. So Fire Prevention Week is an important campaign, and I know that WHO is going to enter wholeheartedly in that campaign this coming week.
That's right. Thank you very much, Maynard. And we'll be looking forward to hearing more from you and also about farm safety. Okay, Herb, thanks a lot.
All right, Howard, and it was good to have you on the Corn Belt Farm Hour again, and good to have Maynard Coe back with us on the show. He's been with us a number of times, and both of you are certainly always welcome. Now I'd like to turn to an Iowa farmer who today received a significant honor here at the National Convention. He is Mr. Leroy Getting of Sanborn, Iowa, operator of several farms, active in church, school, Masonic, Boy Scout, Farm Bureau, beef and lamb feeders organizations, wool cooperatives, farmers elevator, and many other groups, and who 2 years ago traveled over much of Europe in studying agricultural situations there. In addition, Mr. Getting is the father of two AGR sons. Mr. Getting, AGR is proud to have you as a member, and I'm sure the boys here want to express that appreciation. And I rather think, Mr. Getting, you perhaps would like to say just a word how you feel about being the newest member.
Thank you, Herb. I surely deeply appreciate this honor and recognition extended to me here today. I'm sorry it cannot be extended to many others equally or more qualified than I myself. Much of my success is due to the association with and exchange of ideas with others. It has been a distinct pleasure to Mrs. Getting and I to have our sons accepted into the fellowship of Alpha Gamma Rho, and for us to watch the results as they have gone through their college life. Again, I say I'm gratified and deeply appreciate this honor. I shall try to continue to be worthy of it, service to a fellow members, and the pledges AGR stands for.
Thank you very much, Mr. Getting. I think we ought to have just one word from the noble ruler of the Ada chapter up at Iowa State College, Don Getting, one of the sons of Leroy Getting. What do you think about what has just happened, Don?
Well, of course, we are very proud to have Dad as a member, Herb, and we know he'll find it most worthwhile.
And I know Darrell joins with you, and so do all of the rest of us, of course. Now back again to Henry Hoagland.
Thank you, Herb, and Leroy Getting of Sanborn, Iowa, for that timely interview. Those of you living in and around Sanborn will find dependable rapid gas service at Carthel's Gamble Store. Other thermal gas and rapid gas dealers in the vicinity include the Melvin Implement Company at Melvin, Iowa, Gus Stegman Appliances at Boyden, Miller Radio Service at George, Iowa, Benzene Hardware at Fostoria, Iowa, and MF Fastenal Hardware at Peterson, Iowa. Stop in and let these dependable dealers show you how easy and inexpensive it is to have thermal gas or rapid gas, the perfect LP bottle gas, installed in your home. Their installation service, like all other rapid thermal gas dealers, is prompt and reliable. Many of their servicemen have attended special training schools to qualify them to serve you satisfactorily. You are cordially invited to call and get acquainted with your local thermal gas or rapid gas dealer wherever you live. Ask him to show you how you can enjoy city conveniences beyond the gas main. Right at this point, we bring on a little tune. This one especially for you fellows from the northwestern part of the country, and particularly from Oregon. The tune is the Oregon Trail.
Wagon train a-winding across the prairie, rolling onward through the storm and gale, toward the land of dreams trudge the old ox team, down the Oregon Trail. Through the night the Lord is in the saddle, riding herd beneath the moon so pale, watching on each stray till the break of day, down the Oregon Trail. There'll be apples on each branch in Oregon, there'll be valleys filled with golden grain, there'll be cattle on each ranch in Oregon, for there'll be plenty sun and rain. Hurry up, old pioneer, keep moving, your faithful little band must never fail. Cross the great divide, side by side we'll ride down the Oregon Trail, down the Oregon Trail.
For the final selection of today's Corn Belt Farm Hour, here again is Herb Plambeck.
And again, I'm bringing a man to the microphone who's come quite a ways. He's Earl Estes from the Psi chapter. I believe that's way up there in New England, isn't it?
That's right. That's up in Maine.
Tell us a word about agriculture in Maine.
Well, in Maine, of course, we're famous for potatoes. And everyone has heard of the renowned Aroostook County. And
right.
I think that's all we have to say about Maine.
Well, we all know a little bit about Maine potatoes. Earl, we won't have time to go into any detail about the chapter. We're glad to have had you here. Very happy to have seen Maine represented. We've heard now from the far west, from the far northeast, from the Midwest, but let's turn to the north now. And for this section of the program, I'm going to turn to another man very well known to our WHO listeners, Gene Meyer, formerly with us in our farm department, now at Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, where he's associate editor for Hord's Dairyman, nationally read magazine for dairy farms. Gene, will you represent the great North on this AGR salute?
Thank you, Herb. I certainly will. It's a real pleasure to be back in Des Moines, and I certainly am honored to represent the hundreds of members of Alpha Gamma Rho from the northern section of our country. I might just throw in this plug here, since we got a plug for potatoes, that Wisconsin, where I come from, is quite a dairy state, Herb. And it's awfully nice to be back here, though, and tell you folks about it. You know, we've always been told that the men of Alpha Gamma Rho make up a very large segment of our agricultural leadership. And I can honestly say that in the contacts I've made during the past 2 years, I've had an opportunity to travel all over the United States. It's been observed that the men of Alpha Gamma Rho do hold the vast majority of key positions in our great agricultural industry. It's always a real inspiration to me, and I know it is to every member of our fraternity, to note that throughout agriculture, whether in agricultural colleges, in extension work, in agricultural industry, or on many of our leading farms, we do have many of the top men of the industry. But now I'd like to turn to a man much better versed on another section of the country than I. His name is Mr. Doyle Connor from Florida, and he happens to be a past president of the Future Farmers of America. You know, Doyle, when I was in school, I always thought that Florida was strictly a resort area. I didn't know they had too much agriculture down there. But I think you ought to tell the listening audience something about agriculture in your part of the country.
Thank you very much, Gene. It makes me feel at home here in Yankee Land to get such an introduction as that. We are glad to have a lot of rebels up here attending this convention, though. And it tends to bring about a closer relationship between all of our chapters throughout the nation. But just a word for our agriculture down in the Southland and in Florida. I'm sure that all of you had some of that fine citrus juice for breakfast this morning, and I'm sure it didn't come from the West Coast. But we are coming up. We have a lot of outstanding Alpha Gamma Rhos in leading agricultural positions down in the South. We even have some in politics. One of our congressmen from Florida is an Alpha Gamma Rho. We have an executive secretary of the Atlantic Peace Conference in New York is an Alpha Gamma Rho from Alpha Gamma chapter in Florida. We are proud of the fact that down in the Southeast, and I might receive a little competition here from the West, but the beef cattle industry is definitely moving to our section of the nation, because I believe in the near future. In fact, before I came to this convention, I had the pleasure of shipping some cattle to Texas, and that was the...
I believe we're going to have to cut you off if we're going to get the new president on and if we're going to keep any listeners loyal to us. Bob Harrison, from over there at Englewood, New Jersey, do you have the names of the new officers? Can you give them to us quickly?
Yes, Herb. Within the past hour, we have elected a new grand president. It's David S. Cook, sales promotion manager of Stromberg Carlson Company. Our new first vice president is Nathan Rice of Philo, Illinois, a banker. Our second vice president is Vern Freeman, of associate dean at Purdue University, the College of Agriculture. And the new office of secretary is a repetition, Sleater Bull, who's famous to every Alpha Gamma Rho member throughout the nation.
Oh, well, of course. I'd like to present Dave Cook in just a closing half minute here, because we would like to hear from the new grand president of Alpha Gamma Rho.
The warmth of the hospitality extended our fraternity makes us realize that the heart of our country, Iowa, still beats warmly and strongly. Your city and your state have made us most welcome. I'm from New York. We have a few cows and chickens back there, but we'll eat what you grow out here. Back east, we respect Iowa as a place where we'd like to go whenever we want to get away from the soot, the smoke, the atom bombs, hunger, and the World Series. I regard, as do our other newly elected national officers, that our selection to serve Alpha Gamma Rho is a crowning point in our service, and we are glad to be here.
Thank you, Dave Cook. And now back again to Henry Hoagland.
And that's the close of today's salute to Alpha Gamma Rho. The Rapid Thermogas Company has been happy to bring you this farm feature. In closing, we would like to suggest to the ladies that you can easily dry all your laundry in just a few minutes with a Hamilton automatic clothes dryer fueled with thermogas or rapid gas, the perfect LP bottle gas. Toss in freshly washed clothes, and soon all your laundry is dried just the way you like it. Clothes come tumbling out, sweet-smelling, fluff-dried, ready to be put away, or damp-dry, ready for ironing without sprinkling. Save time and energy on wash day with a Hamilton automatic clothes dryer fueled by thermogas or rapid gas. Your local thermogas or rapid gas dealer can bring you this city convenience beyond the gas mains with thermogas or rapid gas and a new Hamilton automatic clothes dryer. This brings us to the end of the 698th WHO Corn Belt Farm Hour. And today's salute to Alpha Gamma Rho, National Agricultural Fraternity, now in convention here in Des Moines. Be with us again at the same time next Saturday when the Rapid Thermogas Company brings you Herb Plambeck and Chuck Forbes with more timely features for the farm and home. We return you to our studios.